It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Oh,
Carol Baskin was not eliminated from Dancing with the Stars.
How's that possible?
So it came down to Charles Oakley, and it came down to her, and they picked her. Because Charles Oakley ain't bringing in ratings. Carol Baskin's bringing in ratings.
Yeah, but it's not about who's bringing in ratings. It's about the viewers. I mean, the viewers vote, and usually they vote out. Sometimes they vote out the worst dancer, but a lot of times they just vote out somebody that they hate.
I guess it came down to the judges. So the judges had to vote on the two in the bottom.
Right, and I see.
So then it did come down to ratings because your producer is in your ear saying, goodbye, Charles.
It's funny you would say that because when they had Sean Spicer on last season, he was a terrible dancer. But people love to hate him, or they love to love him. You know, like Republicans were like, go, Sean, it's so adorable. And then liberals were like, how's this guy still here? They just love to hate him, and they made fun of him, and look what he's wearing, and what an idiot, and this kind of stuff. So he was really good for ratings. Remember, he made it till almost the very end, and he was not a good dancer, but he was really good television.
See, and that's Carol Baskin. I mean, I don't mind Carol Baskin dancing. I thought she did pretty good. I don't know, because I'd never seen it before. So she could have been the worst dancer ever, but to me, wasn't bad.
And Charles and Emma are at the bottom too. Carrie Ann, which couple would you like to save?
The couple I want to save, because they did better this week in their dance, is Carol and Pasha.
See?
Charles and Emma.
Wow.
Oh, so one of them wins.
We are split. We need a quick answer from you, Derek. Quick, you got to break this.
Hi, Derek. Thanks a lot, guys.
Quick, Derek.
Thanks a lot. I'm going to pretend the producers didn't tell me to do this.
Charles, I love you so much. The couple I'm going to save is Carol and Pasha.
Because the producers told me to.
Thanks a lot, guys.
So the clock is counting down in their head. There's 10 seconds left of this show. Listen to Tyra tell the guy to spit out the answer.
And we need a quick answer from you, Derek. Quick. You got to break this.
Hi, Derek. Thanks a lot, guys.
Quick, Derek.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, quick.
We need an answer now. We're live, Derek.
Charles,
we're live.
I love you so much. The couple we're going to save is Carol and Pasha.
Wow.
That's the opposite of quick.
That drives me crazy. You got 10 seconds. It's network. We're cutting your ass off. You're not going to be able to say either one of these. Don't say, I love you.
Don't say anything else. Just give us your answer. You have 10 seconds. Do you understand what 10 seconds is?
Wow, that gives me a huge anxiety.
It's more than that. It makes him look so unprofessional. It's like you were just told. She kept saying to him, 10 seconds, come on, give us an answer. And he's still yapping on about nothing. And how about this? Here's my favorite thing about this show. You know, there's different roles on the show. There's the reality star girl. There's the athlete guy. There's the older icon person. How about when you're Sean Spicer and Carol Baskin, that role is the infamous person most people hate, but they hate watch them. Like, can you imagine that's your, do you mean like you find out like, oh, look, I'm going to be on the show. And then you find out later that you're supposed to be the hated person.
Right. You didn't know that before. You could have went on Twitter, you know, a couple days before that and figured that out. So, yeah, I mean, the only reason why I'm going to watch it, well, I'm not going to watch it again. But if I was to watch it again, it would be because I want to see Carol Baskin.